And I know exactly how I feel coming out of that conversation. Juwan Jennings has lost this battle.
For now, yeah,
that's
for sure.
I feel. And that's, I mean, that's 100% how I feel.
Impending week one, of course, but the idea that Russell Gage is going to be on the 53 any minute now, and he'll be there at practice today in an hour, and you already added Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and Kendrick Bourne could still be out there, and maybe he gets thrown in the mix as well. Basically, they look at the Juwan Jennings situation and say, all right, well, you don't want to play, and your calf, whatever, your cash, we don't know what it is, but we need receivers, so pow, 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 we got receivers. What do you got, Juwan?
Yep. Not a bit of leverage anymore.
Not much. Yeah.
Is the answer to that. And the money quote that everyone's going to walk away with right now is Juwan Jennings, John Lynch admitted, asked for a trade earlier this offseason. And we went over it, and we're not doing that.
We're not doing that.
We're not doing that. So, first of all, I'd like to say thanks to John Lynch for listening to our show.
Totally.
And grabbing one of our consistent quotes. But, yeah, that's the money quote. We're not doing that.
Right.
And the more we dive into this, and as I'm kind of now listening to what they said about all of those, the reported incentives this year, John Lynch said that that was erroneous. That was basically last year's contract. Steiny had mentioned that earlier today. He was right about that. So I don't think there are contract incentives. I think that there's only about $3 million that's not paid yet on this year's deal. And so you can look at this and go, what do the Niners have to lose? Like, to make this simple, I think that they're looking at Juwan going, basically, like, there's $3 million left on your deal for this year if you play. And that might feel unfair to you, and we get it, but them's the breaks. And if you want to just sit there and have a staring contest with us over $3 million, knock yourself out. We're just going to have Russell Gage and Marquez Valdez-Scantling patchwork this thing until DeMarcus Robinson becomes active, until Brandon Ayuk becomes active, until Jordan Watkins gets healthy, and until Jacob Cowan gets healthy. And so your leverage is only going to get worse throughout the season. Juwan, you tried. I had your back for trying. I get it why you tried. You're probably never going to put numbers up like that again. But you lost this battle, dude. You lost this battle, and so now, to my ears, I know, he might, two things can be true. He has a calf injury.
Sure.
And a contractual situation. Yes, two things can be true. I'm going to choose to believe that in this case, they're not. This is a holdout, and the Niners just told him, show up next week or don't.
Or don't.
We're ready for this either way. I'm sorry, Juwan, you lost.
And they have to be ready for it. And so if they're not sure if he will show up, and they know more about the calf than we do, and if the calf is close enough to where he could show up in practice, and they feel like that he still doesn't want to show up in practice, then you go out there and you bring back Gage and you sign Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who is not a world beater, but he's a guy who has done some things in the NFL.
NFL receiver.
He's an NFL receiver, and you've got DeMarcus Robinson in week four, and you've got Gage, who a couple of years ago was an NFL receiver. So you're definitely trying to circle your wagons to bring in guys who you at least feel like can be stopgap if Juwan doesn't want to play football.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling, 3,566 career receiving yards. Twice he flirted with the 700 mark. That would have been his best year. Yeah, he's never been a one. He's never even really been a two. He's kind of a classic three.
Yeah, he's a journeyman.
Yeah, but like, you know, time with Green Bay and Kansas City, and then I think last year split some time between New Orleans and Buffalo. This year he was in Seahawks camp. Now he's a 49er. If the Niners can get three games out of him.
Exactly.
Great. Great.
And that's where the bar is, and same thing with Russell Gage. So Gage comes in today, and he'll be added to the 53. So we talked about this yesterday, like, week one, who are your receivers if you don't have Juwan Jennings? Well, now you've got Russell Gage, you've got Marquez Valdez-Scantling, you've got Ricky Pearsall, you've got Sky Moore. Yep.
That's your group.
Right, and maybe like somebody else who you can elevate, or maybe Juwan shows up, but you at least have four that you can go into Seattle and say, okay, we have four.
I think you just said exactly what they're going to do, because they usually like to have five wide receivers on game day. So right now the plan is Ricky Pearsall, Sky Moore, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Russell Gage, and Juwan Jennings. And if Juwan would like to not be there, we'll elevate somebody from the practice
squad. Robbie Chosen is on the squad.
And Jordan Watkins is probably ready by week two or week three. DeMarcus Robinson's ready by week four.
Yep.
And so I get it. Super, super frustrating for Juwan. I bet he feels like a piece of meat. Because this is kind of, like, I'll hold this for coming up in a couple minutes. I think where we've arrived is a crisis of timing. And I'm almost going to end up using the word that we've always used for Jonathan Kuminga.
Exactly. Boy, all roads.
You got a good team and you got a good player, but is it a good fit? And I'll explain coming up in 2 minutes why we've arrived at Juwan Jennings doesn't fit. I wish he did. I really do. And I think they do. I think they badly want Juwan this year. I don't think they're all that interested after that. And that's the problem.
Sure. And if you look at after that, you've got Ayuk on massive money. You still have Pearsall, who should be good on a rookie deal. Watkins would be a second-year player next year on a rookie deal. And you start to look at what you have going forward.
Cowan, year three.
Thank you, on a rookie deal.
Yep.
So you've got guys that you think could be good. And so if Juwan wants $15, $17 million per year, that's going to be a no from them, dog. And also, we're not trading him. Like, and this is what you and I talked about in the green room. If they try to trade him, what are they going to get, a sixth?
If they're lucky. At this calendar's in a bad spot. Juwan wants more money, so the acquiring team would need to pay for that. I don't think they would get Bupkis for him.
And
so
I probably think that they would have shopped him 7 weeks ago.
Maybe. I'm sure they called around.
Right.
Due diligence.
And if they got back, hey, we'll give you a sixth, they're like, no.
Nah.